It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, more than 90% of the members of Congress identify as Christian, much more than the general population. We look at a new Pew study on religion in America and in Congress.
First, Republicans on the Hill are planning to make good on their promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But as they pursue that goal, there are questions about what would happen to people in states that didn't fully embrace Obamacare, states like Wisconsin.
Jason Stein is a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has been covering this topic. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, Jason, Wisconsin took a unique approach to coverage under the Affordable Care Act. How might that hurt the state?
Well, it's really unclear what will happen to Wisconsin. Most states either expanded their Medicaid rolls by taking expanded federal money under the Affordable Care Act, or they rejected that Medicaid expansion and the federal money and didn't add people. Wisconsin took the unusual step. We're really the only state that did this, of adding certain people on our Medicaid rolls, but doing it by using sort of the usual payment method of some state money as opposed to having the federal government pay the full cost.
And it's been a while, Jason, but why was that Wisconsin's choice?
You know, Governor Walker and the Republicans in the legislature said they did not want to do a full Medicaid expansion. So they added some people below the federal poverty line, the very poorest state residents, and moved some people that were slightly better off into the other part of Obamacare, the health care exchanges. And when they did that, they said that they were avoiding leaving the state on the hook for a large payment, large expense, if at some point the federal government removed funding for those new enrollees.
So what do we know about how that affected Wisconsin taxpayers?
Well, so far, up till now, Wisconsin has paid hundreds of millions of dollars more than it otherwise would have paid because we did not take that additional federal money. Now, one of the things the governor and lawmakers have said, Republican lawmakers, is that we're still better off because now that the Affordable Care Act is going to be repealed, we won't have to, you know, we don't have these additional people on our Medicaid rolls. You know, one of the questions, though, is what a repeal will do with states that did expand the rolls. And one thing that the governor and some healthcare executives in the state are now saying is that they want to make sure that the Republican Congress and President-elect Trump don't make permanent the additional money that Medicaid expansion states are getting to the detriment of non-expansion states like Wisconsin.
So in an ideal scenario, what kind of outcome would Wisconsin hope would happen if the Affordable Care Act is repealed?
It's a really good question. I mean, one thing that the head of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, Eric Borgerding, has said is that, you know, right now under the Affordable Care Act, states needed to do the full Medicaid expansion to get this additional federal money to cover these new enrollees. Wisconsin did not get that money because we did only a partial expansion. He is arguing that you know, we should still get credit in terms of getting that additional money for the people that we did add. And that would be something that, you know, certainly some healthcare industry execs and the governor hope that Congress will consider moving forward.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about concerns from legislators and health executives about how repealing the Affordable Care Act could affect Wisconsin. And Jason, Wisconsin seems to hold a lot of power in Washington right now between Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus. Could that maybe influence how things turn out?
It certainly could. I mean, obviously we have the Speaker of the House, we have the Chief of Staff to the President-elect, as well as Governor Walker is the Chairman of the Republican Governors Association. So all of them have the ability to sort of make a case to their colleagues in the rest of the country for better fair treatment for non-expansion states like Wisconsin. What, one of the challenges that we do have, though, is as a state, is that we elected to do something that is really somewhat different than any other state. So I think the challenge will be for state policymakers is to make sure that we aren't left holding the bag, so to speak, or just not fitting in with whatever solutions are proposed or whatever replacement is proposed for Obamacare.
Is it likely that there could be pushback from other states that did take the Medicaid expansion money and did use it fully? Would there be resistance there to Wisconsin getting more federal dollars?
I think absolutely, in the sense that right now Republicans are not talking about adding new revenue streams for the healthcare overhaul. I mean, in many cases, they're talking about repealing certain taxes that were passed as part of the Affordable Care Act. So it does not appear that there would be more money available for this to, say, give money to states like Wisconsin while keeping other states, expansion states like California and New York, whole. And, there were some Republican states like Ohio and New Jersey with Republican governors that expanded their Medicaid rolls. And so, one of the things that might have to happen would be money being taken away from those states to help states like Wisconsin. And obviously, that could get politically tricky really fast.
Now, this is something, not taking the Medicaid expansion money was something that really raised the ire of Democrats in Wisconsin. We heard it years later about what if and if only. What are Democrats saying now?
Right. I mean, this was a source of repeated complaints from Democrats who argued that we should take this money because our state budget would be better in the short term, and we would also be covering more people. And Republicans and Governor Walker again repeatedly saying, well, it might be worse for us in the long term, and we're not going to do it. Now, Democrats are, they are not necessarily wanting to see the state in a worse position than other states. At the same time, they continue to be upset that the governor went this route, and to argue that if we have some risk going forward, that the governor and Republican lawmakers have some responsibility.
Do we know whether Governor Walker has spoken at all with President-elect Donald Trump to voice his concerns?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, certainly the governor has written to the president-elect and has requested that, certain things be done in the Medicaid program. He did not include this particular concern in his letter. But, he's made clear to me and, I think to others that this is a priority for him. And again, because he is, longtime a friend and colleague of both Reince Priebus and the Speaker of the House, I don't think he'll have any trouble getting that viewpoint across to Republicans on the Hill and in the White House.
And, Jason, as we wrap up, just briefly, what happens next?
Well, that's a terrific question, and one that I'm reading constantly, trying to pin down. In some form or fashion, there's going to be repeal of many elements of the Affordable Care Act and replacement with many other provisions. But how that's going to happen, what the timetable is, what the approach is going to be, is still fluid. I mean, we're seeing Republicans, I think, to a certain extent, debating one another about whether they should quickly repeal the law and then focus on a replacement, or try and do both those things at the same time, which would
be
more time-consuming.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
This is Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.